Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a DeFi aggregator? All right, another excellent topic from DeFi are DeFi aggregators. So let's chat about them and you'll be informed. There are an increasingly large number of DeFi platforms in operation. DeFi platforms may differ in terms of what blockchain they run on, either Ethereum or Binance Smart Chain. A DeFi aggregator allows trades across various DeFi platforms to be utilized from one tool. Sometimes, yields on offer across platforms differ, and significantly. DeFi aggregators allow their users to view in one place prices and yields on offer across a large number of DeFi platforms. Before DeFi aggregators, we had to not only track each DeFi platform individually, but we also had to set up trades on each DeFi platform separately. Some DeFi aggregators will offer analysis and even suggest trades, not only saving users significant time, but also perhaps revealing trading strategies they didn't see before. DeFi aggregators typically offer a consistent interface, which doesn't require users to learn how to set up trades on individual DeFi platforms. However, before using a DeFi aggregator, keep in mind, it will also charge gas fees, in addition to the gas fees charged by each individual DeFi platform it manipulates on your behalf. Some view this additional charge acceptable, as the DeFi aggregator is providing a useful service. From my point of view, it simply means my trades have to be larger to justify the additional gas fees. DeFi aggregators are welcome because they help holders of cryptocurrencies monetize dormant assets, and they add liquidity to the cryptocurrency markets. Finally, keep in mind that a DeFi aggregator represents centralization on some level. And I consider this ironic because the entire idea of DeFi is captured in its name, decentralized finance. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.